You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alex Dunn and Ben Barrett here, looking ahead to the Football League playoffs, League One, League Two and the National League we're going to take a look at as well. Mr. Barrett, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, all good. The football season, though it is coming to an end, you are treated, aren't you, to this absolute mountain of football back to back to back for the next week or so, and it's lovely.
It is brilliant, isn't it? The Football League playoffs are quite like nothing else, really. They are fantastic to watch from a neutral perspective. If you're involved, they're absolutely heartbreaking, or everything you could ever wish for. I've been on both sides as a supporter. I've gone up through the playoffs and I've seen my team lose in the final of the playoffs as well, so I know both sides of the equation.
Yeah, you're a Yeovil fan, aren't you?
Yes, for my sins, unfortunately. So I've seen us win the League One playoffs and I've seen us lose the League One playoffs back in 07 and in 2013.
And this season you got things just done and dusted nice and early, no need for heartache, we'll just
exactly, get it all out the way. And it's the reason I've taken an interest in the National League playoff system as well.
Of course. Right, we're going to start with Newport against Mansfield. That is coming up tomorrow night as we record this. That's Thursday evening. And a really interesting clash coming your way. If you are having a bet, I'll give you the prices in just a moment. Newport are priced up at 31 to 20. It's 11 to 5 the draw. It's 9 to 5 for Mansfield. And if you're backing a team to qualify, Newport are 6 to 4. Mansfield are 2s on. Now, I've actually seen Mansfield in the flesh quite recently. I saw them when they played away at Northampton and they were fantastic for half an hour and then not so good. And since then, they've mainly been not so good.
This is right. And this whole fixture is absolutely fascinating. What last minute drama. Mansfield dropped into the playoffs, losing to MK Dons. And as you mentioned, their form has pretty much been a case of stuttering over the line that's seen them drop into the playoffs. Whilst Newport have been on a fairly steady, positive run of form that's seen them jump into the playoffs at the last moment. An 87th minute winner on the last day to get that goal that gets them into the playoffs. And I mentally, that's got to have very differing opinions and thoughts in both dressing rooms, and I think that's going to play a huge part.
It's bizarre when you get to this stage of the season as well, because I think you actually just used the words an 87th minute winner, and of course that was a game they drew, but that's how it feels. You actually stop thinking of things as right, win, draw, loss. It's what needs to be done. Mansfield couldn't do what needed to be done. They lost their last three. Surely, momentum-wise, they shouldn't be twos on here to qualify.
I couldn't agree more. And for this whole tie, I think Newport to qualify is an outstanding bit of value. Newport won at home 1-0 against Mansfield only as recently as February. Mm. This game has a team that are just bang out of form against a team that is bang in form. And Newport are unbeaten in 10. They've kept clean sheets galore in that run. And I think they are in a great position to get past a Mansfield side who are going to be hurting.
6-4 Newport to qualify. There are enhanced odds as well on the 90 minutes markets for the first leg. Newport scoring both halves, 3s out to 7-2. Both teams to score in the first half, 7-2 out to 9-2. Mansfield to win and both teams to score out from 9-2 to 6-1. I think I'd be tempted to agree with you as a price play. I think Newport 6-4 is a little bit too big to qualify. And as for the 90 minutes betting, they're probably too big at 31-20 in the first leg if we are thinking that they're going to go through anyway.
Yeah, I think so. I think at home as well, a lot of teams have gone there and they've not adapted to a pitch that's dual use. It's also got some other rugby things that are going on in it. And many managers, players come out of that complaining about the pitch. In terms of a home form, they've only lost 3 at home. And that's going to play a huge part. If they can go to Mansfield with a lead, potentially a nice lead, I think they're banging the tie and great position to qualify.
The other game comes up on Friday evening. That is Tranmere against Forest Green. And Tranmere are a side that I've been interested in all season, mainly because of James Norwood. He's been absolutely superb. He is dependable as you like. And he plays for a side that are 5-4 to win in 90 minutes in this first leg. 11-5 the draw. Forest Green are 23-10. And again, if you are looking at the to qualify markets, Tranmere even money. Forest Green 8-11. Delicately poised, this one, isn't it? It's one of those ones that if you had a strong opinion either way, I don't think either of us would be able to put you off.
Correct, exactly right. This is a game, this of the four Football League ties, this for me has been the hardest one to decipher, to fall on one side or the other of the fence. And for me, it is a tale of two strikers. You've got Norwood, who you've mentioned, 29 goals this season. Mm. That's an incredible record at any Football League level. But no one else in that team has got to double figures. So it's Norwood or bust to a certain extent for Tranmere. On the other side, Forest Green, Christian Doidge, what a story. He started with Forest Green at the start of the season, wasn't meant to be there. He went to Bolton, that all collapsed. They didn't pay their part of the deal, so he's gone back to Forest Green and fired them to the playoffs. Forest Green won both the head-to-head games recently, 1-0 in April, and they kept Norwood quiet. This is one of the few teams that James Norwood hasn't scored against this season, and that just puts a little question mark in my mind.
It's interesting that you mentioned that. Norwood is 11-10 to score anytime, 3-1 to score first in the first leg. It's one of those games as well, Tramay and Forest Green. They've sort of risen together. They've been playing each other for some time in the National League, and they both sort of got their break at the same time, and they've both grabbed it with both hands. But of course, only one can emerge victorious. Who's it going to be? From this two-legged affair, who would you take to qualify?
I have gone just for Tranmere Rovers, and my theory in this is because of the big game mentality. Tranmere have a little bit more big match experience. The goalkeeper Scott Davis was part of Fleetwood's massive rise. Luke McCulloch has a mountain of Football League experience with Doncaster. Steve McNulty is a bit of a cult hero at Fleetwood, Luton and the likes, and their record against other top six sides beats Forest Green's. Forest Green have lost versus Lincoln, MK Dons, Bury and Mansfield recently, whilst Tranmere have got draws against most of them and beaten MK Dons. Two tight games, and it may come down to a moment of magic from the top marksman James Norwood. I've gone with Tranmere to see it through. It might go all the way though. Extra time and penalties is a shout, but okay. I'm going with Tranmere.
Tranmere just to edge it then, as we turn our attention up a division and the League One playoffs, which get underway on Saturday at 7:30 with Sunderland taking on Portsmouth. Sunderland 13-10, the draw 9-4, Portsmouth are 11-5. These are two sides, firstly, who've already met in a cup final at Wembley this season. Only one side is going to be able to get back there. And let's face it, Ben, these are two sides who really should not be playing each other at this stage. One of these sides should have finished third.
You are probably right, to be perfectly honest with you. Sunderland versus Portsmouth, even if you include the other one, Doncaster versus Charlton, these are four massive teams for League One level. They've met four times this season. They've both scored in all those ties. The EFL Trophy final was 2-2, but Pompey went on to win on penalties. And in the April League meeting, it was a 1-1 draw. I've struggled to separate the two sides. Both have fantastic home form, and I think that might play a key role in this. If Sunderland can get a positive home result and get down to Fratton Park with something to defend, something to play for, I think they've got a little tiny bit more, and I think Sunderland might sneak through.
13-10 to win at the Stadium of Light, 4-5 to qualify Sunderland, Portsmouth 10-11. It's priced up like there's absolutely nothing between them, and you can certainly see that. It could be a good market, the to qualify market, to play after the first leg, after we've seen them face off once again. We know who's got maybe the upper hand there. There could be a fair bit of value to be found.
I think so. I think you might be right. The first leg feels so vital. Sunderland have one home defeat all season. If they carry that on again and get out with a 1-0 win, a 2-1 win, even a 1-1 draw, they'll think that they've got something in the hand that they can go to Fratton Park and get something out with.
And they are very good at drawing games as well, so if they were to win the first leg, then you know that a draw would actually suffice in the second
19 leg. League draws this season, it's an astonishing figure, it really is, and you're exactly right. A 2-0 win at home, a 1-0 draw away, job done.
We focus now on Doncaster Charlton. That's Sunday at 12:15. 13-10 for Donny, 11-5 the draw, 11-5 for Charlton. And if you're looking at the to qualify markets once again, Donny is 6-5, Charlton 8-13. Doncaster, who managed to sneak in to the playoffs in the end, it was a one heck of a battle on the final day, just getting there ahead of Peterborough. Charlton finished the season 15 points ahead of Doncaster, and they finished with momentum as well.
They did indeed, and this of the four ties, if Tranmere versus Forest Green is a tough one to call, I think this one might be the easiest one to call, if I'm honest with you. Charlton have lost just twice since the turn of the year, 9 clean sheets in the including each of the last three. They've got a striker in Lyle Taylor, 21 goals this season, and he scored in each of the last four. I think Charlton will probably get a pair of wins. I'm happy to give Doncaster a little bit of something at home in this first leg, but I think by the time it gets down to the Valley, if it's even close, Charlton's home form is fantastic. They've not lost at home since October. If they can get back to the Valley alive, it could be a whitewash.
6-5, Donny, to qualify. Charlton 8-13, so not the shortest price, really, if you were putting a few of these together. Charlton are 11-5 to win in 90 minutes on Sunday lunchtime. And like you said, as long as they can stay in their pitching, if you want to back the draw or away side, double chance in the first leg, 6-10 the price if you are building an acca on the playoff action. But Charlton, again, they'll probably count in their blessings that they managed to sneak into third, because Sunderland, Portsmouth, that's a really tough game. Doncaster, with all due respect to them, 15 points is a massive gap between these two sides. I know that's not always how it plays out in the playoffs, but you'd have thought straight away Charlton will see that as a huge advantage.
Oh, I agree entirely. 15 points is the type of gap where it's not just short-term momentum. It's not just, this is a long-term good form versus not quite as good form across the entire season. Doncaster's form is also slightly polarising for this tie, and that puts me off. They have only lost once at home in 2019, which is why I say I give them a little bit of hope in this home leg, maybe a draw, maybe a goal or two. But away from home, they've only won once away in this year, and I think that's going to be the big one for Charlton. Get back to the Valley with anything still in the tie and they're absolutely fine.
That's Saturday and Sunday, the League One playoffs. Saturday also sees Salford take on AFC Fylde. That is the National League playoff final. They got things underway pretty early, playoff-wise, in the National League. And this will be really interesting. Fylde are 19-10, the draw is 11-5, Salford are 29-20. Now, from the outside looking in, of course, Salford have a fair bit of media exposure in that league. But Fylde have been really impressive so far this season. And this will be tight and tense. And I honestly don't know which way this is going to go.
I think I do.
Okay.
I think Fylde are going to upset the odds and upset the TV cameras as well. You're right in saying that there's so much media focus on Salford, and Fylde won't mind that one little bit. Keep the cameras on the Fylde dressing room, on the Salford dressing room, sorry. Mm. Keep the cameras on the owners, on the class of 92 in the box at Wembley. Keep that happening, because Fylde have everything that Salford have and none of the pressure.
Mm.
We look at the two sides. They met at the end of April and Fylde won 1-0. Fylde have a man in Danny Rowe who has 27 league goals this season, and it only takes a little bit of research. He has scored 20 or more goals for Fylde in each of the last five seasons. He's careering towards 150 goals for them in five and a bit seasons. That's a ridiculous stat, whichever level you're playing at. Salford will have all that big focus on their big players. They did go and get Adam Rooney from Aberdeen. They did go and get Nathan Pond from Fleetwood on big money. Scott Wiseman has a host of Football League experience, as does players like Rory Gaffney. None of that can be disputed. But then if I look through the Fylde squad, they've got Andy Bond, who's played forever at Colchester. Mm. They've got Danny Filliskirk, known who was at Blackpool in League One last season and playing well. He's dropped to the National League and playing well. He scored the winner in the semi-final. So I think you can focus on the stars and the big money moves of Adam Rooney et al, but Fylde have got that well as well, and they've spent a few quid too.
Mm.
So Salford's form saw them sort of stumble over the line. They lost to Hartlepool. They actually drew against Eastleigh in their sort of qualifier to get to this point as well, winning on penalties. Fylde did lose on the last day of the regular season, but had an impressive win versus Harrogate and Solihull to get to this final. Against favourites, against the media darlings, if you like,
yeah.
I think Fylde will be quite happy to let everything else go as they've been going through towards the end of the season. Danny Rowe, amazing scoring form. 1-0, 2-0 win. Danny Rowe to get in amongst the score sheet. Fylde will join Leyton Orient in the Football League.
Interesting. Also, when you look back through Salford's form since just before Christmas, when they do go on bad runs, they tend to be prolonged. They lost three in a row over Christmas. They lost four in a row in all competitions in February. They lost two in a row just at the end of the season. I know they're not in bad form here, but just in terms of that mentality thing, if they are to fall behind here, say, it could just be a real test for those players who, let's face it, promotion is expected there.
Exactly, it is. And that doesn't just apply to the whole team. Adam Rooney himself, he may be top goal scorer, but he's gone on streaks without scoring. He's dropped out of the team at times because he cannot get that form going. If anything like that happens again, I think that opens the door for Fylde. Fylde also have half an eye. They've got an FA Trophy final to come as well against Leyton Orient. So they are sort of careering through the finish line as opposed to Salford, who know this is the be-all and end-all.
19-10 Fylde, the draw 11-5, Salford 29-20. That's the 90 minutes betting. To lift the trophy, Salford are 8-11, Fylde are 11-10. And I'm sure that, Ben, though you like the 90 minutes betting, you can see the value in the lift the trophy market, because these games can get tight, can't they?
Definitely, they can. And if we get to sort of 60, 70 minutes and it is 1-0, 1-0, a flash in the pan moment of genius might get that game going beyond the 90 minutes. So I'm going to look at that to lift the trophy market and think that Fylde are fantastic value.
Okay, interesting stuff. Good luck with whatever it is that you're betting on, listeners. Thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you very much.
And we'll catch up with you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.